This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked a little bit about wholesale inventories yesterday, how a lot of businesses are trying to avoid ordering too much stuff because consumers haven't been buying as much stuff. That is good news for inflation, as we mentioned, and the soft landing hopes of the Federal Reserve as well. But spare a thought here for the companies that have had to get rid of their excess inventory, because even though wholesale inventories are down from where they were 12 months ago, there are plenty of sectors in this economy where inventories are still too high. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
It's been about 6 months since Frankisha Watkins first started noticing that her inventories were too high. She runs Be Polished Beauty Supply, a store in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
What we've been doing is, you know, running some sales to try to get rid of some dead stock that we have, things that are no longer moving.
Watkins says she thought the holiday season would help, but it kind of didn't.
We were actually pretty slow, but, you know, I talked to people in the business and it wasn't just me. It's like across the board.
Other businesses that are still trying to get rid of excess inventory include appliance wholesalers, clothing companies, and that has ripple effects throughout the economy, says Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University.
That's fewer orders to manufacturers. That means there's fewer imports, which means there's less freight for trucking companies to move.
And that's caused a lot of companies to struggle for a while now. Jeff Cayley is the CEO of Worldwide Cyclery. He says the bike industry has been oversupplied since the end of 2022.
There has been some bankruptcies, and there's just been a number of, you know, brands in the industry that are, they're just in bad shape.
Last month, one bike brand put on a buy one, get one free sale for bikes that cost several thousand dollars. Cayley says consumers are starting to expect deep discounts. And even though he says his company is doing okay, it's been offering markdowns too.
We did a whole sale around deflation and called it the deflation sale. And the discount code you used on the website was actually just titled deflation.
Cayley says in his industry, it'll probably take another 12 months for inventories to get where they need to be. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.